This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Hi, Kurtwood.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good. We're talking with Kurtwood Smith here at PNP Network. He is one of the stars of a great show that's on Monday nights called That 70 Show. And, of course, he plays the dad of the cool Furman family. And is it the Furman family or Foreman family?
Foreman,
yeah. I'm thinking Mark Furman. I don't know why I got OJ on the mind here. It's a little late for that. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm in Louisville at the Derby, so, you know, I'm
having
a good time.
Are you a horse fan?
Not really. I mean, you know, I enjoy the races, but I'm not a regular on that scene or anything.
No,
it's a lot of fun, and the whole, you know, Louisville has a terrific time during the week of the Derby. So
that's ask you to speak a little, but right into the phone and a little louder for me, okay?
All right, sure.
Great. Well, the show is doing great. He plays Red Foreman, of course, Kurtwood Smith, and one of the most successful new Fox shows the last couple of years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have a great time doing that show. I mean, we all get along real well, you know, and we get good scripts, and so, you know, it's fun.
PNP Network is a one of the larger internet sites, and we actually have a That 70s page on it.
Oh.
We have interviewed so many cast members. You're the seventh one now.
Really?
Yeah. And you were actually from Wisconsin?
That's right.
Wow.
Which is where the show takes place.
Yeah, so you're actually a native.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a while ago, I have to say.
No, you were raised in California, though, right?
Yeah, I was raised pretty much in California.
Yeah. How'd you get into acting?
I couldn't think of anything else to do. That was back when I was in college, and the first thing I majored in college didn't work out very well. So I thought, well, let me see. I did some pretty good at oral interpretation, and let me try that. And so I tried that and it worked out.
What was your big break in the biz?
Well, actually, my big break in film and TV would have been RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
I played the bad guy, the sort of street gang leader in that, and that worked out real well. Got me a lot of attention. Then that was followed by Dead Poets Society, which was another good film, and you know, I had a nice role in that. So, as far as film and television go, it would be those two films.
It's amazing how many films you've actually done, though.
I know, it's amazing to me too. You know, every once in a while, I end up seeing a resume, and I'm surprised at how much stuff I've done film-wise and TV, but especially film. Yeah.
We're talking about heavy. You know, a lot of times these resumes come out here and these great big bios with movies no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And you've got, you know, from Deep Impact and A Time to Kill and Broken Arrow, Under Siege 2, to Die For, Dead Poets Society. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on from there. And you also started a very controversial film. I wanted to know a little bit about it from you. Boxing Helena.
Boxing Helena, yes. Yeah. Well, that was an interesting project. It, you know, it took quite a while. And one of the reasons, of course, it was controversial was because there was a problem initially with someone else who was supposed to be playing the lead in the film. That got a certain amount of attention. But the storyline was pretty controversial in its own way.
What part did you play in that film?
I played a doctor who becomes aware of the situation that's taking place. This doctor basically got this other doctor has this woman sort of held captive in his house. And as time goes along, ends up amputating different parts of her body. And I'm a doctor who becomes aware of that, but sort of in order to secure something for him professionally, he sort of remains quiet about it.
Kind of an incredible film. Very weird premise and an unusual film. Sherilyn Fenn was the star of that, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, she was pretty good in it, but kind of a tough role to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's an unusual film.
Mm.
I've been in some particularly some interest in. A film I was in a couple of years ago, it's one of my favorites, it's called Citizen Ruth. It's also an unusual film. Laura Dern is in that.
Yeah. You also did you starred in a film called 12:01 P.M., which got nominated for an Oscar for Best Short Film.
Yeah, great. Yeah, one of my favorite projects. That was, that's almost 10 years ago now.
Mm.
Some
of these films you were in, like Deep Impact, for instance, was a huge, money film. Do you like, would you prefer being in those blockbuster type films or in a small art film that, you can really get challenged in?
You know, generally, the small art films that, that actors do, they do those because they're more fun. You know, the characters are more interesting. The film probably has either it's more interesting on a political level or socially it might have something more to say to it than a big blockbuster film.
Mm.
The blockbuster films though are the ones that are important to do because they're the ones that sort of subsidize the smaller films.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing the big films. You get to meet a lot of different people. I got to work with Robert Duvall in Deep Impact, which was a thrill for me because he's always been, an actor that I look up to a lot.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, it's kind of usually more fun. You get more interesting characters in the smaller films.
Yeah. I was looking at your resume in terms of TV, and most of the stuff you've done are dramas, like The X-Files, Magnificent Seven, Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Picket Fences. How did this? You're in comedy now, and you're very, very funny. Do you feel more comfortable in comedy or drama?
I feel equally comfortable as far as that goes. When I first started acting, I did a variety of different roles on the stage, and so it didn't occur to me for a while that when I was doing films that I was, that I hadn't done any comedy. Also, if you look back on some of them, some of the characters I played, for example, in RoboCop, the character is very funny.
Mm.
He's mean and horrible and nasty, but he's also, a lot of it is done with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, comedy is certainly not something that was new to me. Now, it's more fun in some, in some ways because you're dealing with less intense subjects, but... There's a certain amount of skill involved in playing comedy in terms of having to deliver the punchline at the right time and hold for laughs and all that sort of business that you don't have to worry about when you're doing more dramatic roles.
Hmm. Talking about Kurtwood Smith, who stars as Red Foreman on That 70s Show, which is Mondays at 8:00 on the Fox Network, and. Interesting twist of the show is that you are your character Red and your son on the show Eric are working together now at Price Mart, and I guess that's the center of the episode coming up Monday night.
Yeah, Red gets himself in a situation. Well, he doesn't get himself in a situation. He finds himself in a situation where he has to deal with an employee who's not working out very well, and he's a guy that he knew from his previous job. And how he ends up, how I end up dealing with the situation is something that Eric and I end up having a problem over. And I describe this and it sounds like some sort of dramatic episode. But, of course it's funny. But as in most of our shows say, there's usually something to them beyond just being funny.
Mm, and the other interesting story development on That 70s Show, from your perspective, would be, of course, your daughter on the show, Donna, going out with one of the characters who's already got a girlfriend on the show. So that's kind of an interesting sidelight as well.
Wait a minute, I think we're getting... my daughter's not Donna. Donna's the girl next door.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
My daughter is Lori.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
She's dating a guy who's been seeing... who was established with another girl on the show, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, Red, isn't exactly tuned into all of that business very carefully,
Well, obviously I'm not either. Yeah, I'm a little confused myself here.
You get 11 characters, and you get some interrelations going on between the characters, and it can get confusing at times.
It gets very confusing for me here as I try to keep track of them all. But we've had them all on the show, too. That's what's interesting.
You
know, Lisa's been on, and Deborah Jo, and a lot of the folks, most of the kids, they all told me they had a really good chemistry, that they hang out off the set as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if the adult members of the cast had the same kind of chemistry.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I think we all get along. We get along real well, especially Deborah Jo and I, you know. Now, I haven't seen her in a few weeks because, we're sort of on vacation. But,
yeah. I was going to say, if there's any chemistry, I'd want to have it with Tanya Roberts myself. But
right. Yeah, well, there's chemistry, and then there's chemistry.
I remember watching her on Charlie's Angels. No, I was Charlie's Angels.
Tanya's really sweet.
She's lovely, and we had her on the show as well, and I liked her a lot. But this is some great episodes coming up, and the finale is going to be on, May 15th? No, May 22nd. And that should be a very interesting one as well. I'm not going to say what's going to happen, but there is some nudity involved in that particular episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't.
And a few other things involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good episode.
Yeah, well, they're all good.
Yeah, they are, you know.
I got to really say that. I mean, that 70s show, if you guys want to laugh, it's a very, very funny show, and it really does reflect kind of some of the weird stuff that was going on during that decade.
Yeah.
The free love, the pot smoking, the fashions, many of the things are reflected in the show, but it really has a modern tinge to it.
Yeah, it does, because ultimately when you get right down to it, they're always the same sort of decisions that we're still dealing with.
Now, you were also in the more recent film Girl Interrupted with Winona, right?
That's right.
Yeah. How was that working with her?
Oh, that was great. I mean, she's a very strong young actress, and I enjoyed working with her very much. You know, she's a lot of fun to work with as well.
Now, you are married to an actress, correct?
Yeah,
Joan. Is there any...
Joan hasn't done too much lately, but yeah, she's an actress.
Is that difficult for her, to see you where you are? And if she was in a top series right now and you weren't, would that be difficult as well?
No, see, because Joan is very active right now as a healthcare activist. So she's really been focused in the last couple of years on something else.
Hmm. Lots of focus on that particular area, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's one of the things in this country needs lots of work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Kermit, I want to thank you so much for stopping by at PNP Network and sharing your thoughts, and continued good luck on That 70s Show every Monday night at 8 o'clock on Fox TV.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.